Now, the Scottish summer isn't just damaging moods across the country. It's also left one adventurer stranded in Thurso for a week. Mike Lambert is a solo sea kayaker who was hoping to complete the fastest circumnavigation of the UK for charity. His plans, however, have been hindered by the recent bad weather. Well, I spoke to Mike earlier and asked him about his current endeavour.
I am currently kayaking around the whole of the mainland UK in a thing called a surf ski. And the reason why I'm doing that is to raise money and funds for two aortic dissection charities and the RNLI in memory of my late mum, who unfortunately died of an aortic dissection.
Your adventure has not been without its challenges, Mike. Tell us how the weather's... We're talking about the weather, and we love to talk about the weather here in Scotland, but how's the weather impacted?
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, this started off as a world record attempt. And for it to be a world record attempt, you need the weather to fall in your favour. And it's mad. I can count the amount. Bear in mind, I started in just east of the Isle of Wight in the south of England. And now I'm in Thurso. So I'm over halfway now. And I can count on one hand the amount of days where the wind has been on my back.
Oh, gosh. And it's
so obscure for this time of year where you'd expect the prevailing winds. You'd get a bit more tailwind, and you'd get a little bit more sunshine. But I've even seen 6 degrees.
Oh my goodness!
Celsius camping overnight.
Oh,
I wasn't equipped for these Arctic conditions.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it? And you've been stranded in Thurso. What's that been like?
Yeah.
How have the locals taken to you?
Oh my goodness! Do you know what? There's been a real stroke of luck, me being weatherbound in Thurso. So I got an email from a lady called Susan 2 days before I got here, saying that she had a holiday home that she was more than happy for me to use for, you know, what would typically be a one night stop as I then go to the next place. And so it was amazing that I had, because I'm normally camping on the beach. So it was amazing that I had that. And then when it was apparent that I was going to be staying a little bit longer, she was like, oh, you should have a chat with this guy, Scott Youngson, because he's a crew member of the RNLI and he knows a few guys. And so she put me in contact with him. He then introduced me to the Thurso RNLI crew there. And then I got introduced to the Pentland Canoe Club. I met Lord Thurso. I feel like I've met the rest of the town. And you know,
you're their mascot now for a week.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? They've given me the Caithness flag to put on there.
Oh, that's brilliant.
To put on the boat. They've really taken me in. And I've been here, what, I think, nine days now.
Wow.
And I've had something to do every single day since I've been here.
And is there a weather window soon that you can carry on with your adventure?
Oh, so... The weather up here has been teasing me because you need, if when the wind dies down, because there's been storms off the west, the waves have still been big that have been rolling in. And tomorrow could be that day, but every hour that I'm checking the weather, it's looking like it's getting worse. So, but if it's not Friday, it could be Saturday.
Day by day. Did you encounter much marine wildlife when you were out and about in your kayak?
Yeah, so I've seen a lot, thankfully, which has been, it's been amazing. I've seen dolphins, porpoises, seals, a hell of a lot of puffins up on this north coast. Because the water's been a bit choppy as well, I've actually had fish being washed into the kayak.
Oh my goodness. Do you put them back?
Yes. No, I certainly don't have them as a little bit of white bait mid-paddle.
That was Mike Lambert there with the fish jumping actually into his kayak.